USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The service members' remains are back in the United States. Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel of Washington Township, New Jersey, was only 33 years old. He was killed in the line of duty by a roadside bomb on Monday in Afghanistan. President Trump and the First Lady are celebrating Christmas at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort down in Florida. The First Lady posted a video on Twitter, and the President retweeted it. In that video, the President thanked those who are out of the country protecting our nation.
We say a special prayer for those military service members stationed far from home, and we renew our hope for peace among nations and joy to the world.
And Pope Francis is offering a message of hope in his Christmas Day message. The Pope focused on world politics, suffering, and the light of Christ in his message and blessing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thousands of people from across the nation and globe are attending Christmas services today at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Midnight Mass was a big draw, with Cardinal Timothy Dolan reminding the Catholic faithful of the reason for the season.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem.
The economy and stock market have many people smiling on this Christmas. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was a great year for those with money in the stock market. Global stock markets gaining about $17 trillion in value over the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all increasing in value by more than 20%. Driving those gains were some of the world's biggest tech companies, with Apple increasing 80%, Facebook gaining 57% in value.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
"We're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They were only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, you know, has verified that.
Almost 250 people are displaced after a historic hotel burned down in Minneapolis Christmas morning. The Francis Drake Hotel was being used as a temporary shelter for the homeless. No reports of any injuries in the four-alarm blaze. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.